That really, that changed my life, Aqualung. Didn't it change your life? Out there, you know? Aqualung? No, of course not. Just me. Sad. I thought there was great significance to his song, My God.
Maybe it's time for a change.
And actually, I preached a sermon on it in my church.
We're talking about the...
You know why? My brother was a minister.
...human soul on the planet.
But I left the church soon after.
I'm an administer.
Tonight's all new. First,
are you?
Really married.
Yes,
an administer.
An administer.
That's better.
Yes.
Or you could be an administrator.
Well, no, I could, but I'm not.
Or an admin. I think now admin is a separate thing.
Admin. Oh, I knew her. She was an exchange student from South Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Admin.
I saw her.
Excuse me, wait, no, she was from Bangkok.
I mean,
admin.
K.
Little admin, remember?
Oh,
little admin.
No, but you remember K, though. You ever see...
K?
If you see K... If you ever see...
How come every time you write F,
if you see K...
You see K?
If you see K, tell her I would like to get in touch with her.
What?
Now that's instant gratificaciones.
Sitting on a park bench.
And he drooled and slathered. Snot running down his nose. Adolescents love that.
Sitting on a park bench with Ruth Buzzy.
It's like working for Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, I really thought it was kind of like, you know, Sergeant Pepper. You could just read into it. Because then...
With Ruth Buzzy.
Well, the song My God.
And
he's
Artie
talking
Johnson.
To God, and he's so trippy.
Sitting on a park bench.
But he cares about the homeless. Now they call him the homeless. But he did impugn them with cross-eyed
and
Mary.
To help the
it was a whole,
they call them on their Obama phones.
Dickensian vision,
Michael.
Huh?
They call them homeless on their Obama phones.
Yes.
I'm going to call some of them
which
homeless on that Obama phone
which
right
I
over
have.
There.
Which I have, by the way.
See? They're good things, aren't they?
Yep.
They're transforming society at large and small.
Like the Obamadon.
The Obamadon.
Oh, excuse me. Now, this is why it has a big grin
Nexus.
Or something. What is this about? What was it about the animal that made people think, remind them of Obama?
Which animal? The Tyrannosaurus
the
Rex?
The Obamadon.
The Obamadon?
That Hal speaks of.
First, is Angela really married?
Are you familiar with that? The Obamadon? Hal speaks of
I am not familiar with it, no.
Well, that's one of his... metier there.
My knowledge of paleontology pales in comparison to that of Dr.
All
Hal.
It all pales, and it's beyond the pale as well.
It's beyond...
Which, you know why?
The milk pail that I have here at my feet.
They call it beyond the pale because the pale was a fence that the English put up against the Irish in the Irish colonies in Ireland. And if you were beyond the pale, it meant you were, like, Irish. You were part of the estate were those who were within the pale. Because pale is all about trees, as in palisade,
P-A-L-L-A-S, palace.
Yes.
Alas,
palisades, palladium.
Palisades Parkway.
It's rows of trees, I think.
That's beautiful. Have you driven on the Palisades Parkway ever?
Yes.
Through New York State?
I've never been there, no. But have you been there?
Certainly.
Wow. Well, that's...
Yes.
I hear it's wonderful, incredible, fantastic, like Coney Island.
No.
Better?
Nobody.
Well, you're the expert.
What
is it like? What's
it's a parkway. It's a thoroughfare.
Oh.
A roadway.
Oh, I thought, no, it's a, there's a park there. The Palisades...
Palisades Park.
Yeah. I haven't been there. You haven't been there either. You're putting me on.
You're on. You've been put on Radio Valencia tonight. Here, live on the air. Yes, Palisades Park and Palisades Parkway. Palisades Parkway.
Yes. I thought there was a park there. Besides the...
There is. It's along the parkway.
All I'm trying to say is that...
In the Bronx.
He can write great songs. He produces. He can play all the instruments. Piano, guitar, flute. Oh, clarinet.
We're speaking of Don Van Vliet.
Oboe, all kinds of instruments.
I can play the hobo.
And he does all the dancing and running around. And, yeah. So, you know, I mean, for a high school kid, it seems cool. Even, and plus, I had hair like that. I didn't even say that, but I had Ian Anderson hair. Pathetic. Poor kid. Trying to be something he's not. Yep. What is he really? He's just a kid from Beaver. Pathetic.
Well, like Joe Namath. Joe Namath was from Beaver. Joe Namath was from Beaver, Pennsylvania. And was
really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, we have something in common then.
Did you not know this?
No. I did not know that. Beaver, Pennsylvania. God bless you. Population, what? 11,000.
It's up in the Poconos, correct?
I don't know.
No? You didn't know?
Nope. Oh, I don't really know the backgrounds of a lot of baseball players. Oh, I got one for you. Okay,
No, you didn't know that Beaver, Pennsylvania was in the Poconos. I thought you knew where Beaver was.
I live in Beaver. Beaver is just a neighborhood of East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Because we called it that, I was on the Beaver bus because I lived in front of Beaver Pond, next to a Beaver Brook, and I had a beagle, but the beagle did not belong to the Beaver Brook Beagle Club, which was nearby. So we were pretty much obsessed with all things Beaver, except I don't think we had any beavers alive at that point.
We were just in for beavers.
But those beaver dams last for generations beyond the lifetimes of the beavers.
Those damn things.
No, they're wonderful. They're fantastic. I had a beaver dam behind my house my whole childhood. It was wonderful as it collapsed and fell apart. And, you know, you could always use the bridge would fall apart because it would rot out. Everything was rotten because the water goes through it and rots it out. And you can still cross the river, though, and watch water go over the dam. And they're fantastic. Beavers are the greatest.
It's just water over the dam, but he's from Beaver Falls, not Beaver.
Yeah. Oh.
Joe Namath was. It's just water over the dam.
Oh.
Joe Namath is from Beaver Falls, not Beaver.
Falls, okay. And there is another town called Beaver.
There's Beaver and Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Well, see, he's a fake. He falsely tried to claim to be from Beaver, and he's not. He should have an asterisk.
The actor Jim Beaver, is he from Beaver, Pennsylvania?
Probably not.
He was in Deadwood.
It's natural.
Puzzling evidence.
It's natural.
Jim Beaver was in Deadwood.
Beaver
he's
is.
The guy who marries the woman whose husband.
You know, I've been waiting for that video to come out since.
That's been out for a million years.
I'm talking about the ad.
The banker's
video.
Wife, Jim Beaver's.
The video of ad.
Jim Beaver's the minor guy who marries her.
Jim Beaver.
I don't know about this Michael Bublé stuff.
Marries who?
Why does people like him? Why does people like Michael Bublé? This is what he plays on the piano. This is him on the piano.
Is it? That could be true.
Soundtrack for imaginary radio show.
There you go. That's Michael Pepe.
1902.
Michael and listeners.
That's right.
Papa John Creech was from Beaver Falls,
that's right.
Also.
Oh, these are all imposters. They claim to be from Beaver. I'm from Beaver. It was named after real beavers who knows? Maybe the original human settlement started around the Beaver Dam. Once they see there's lots of game in the forest because they come up to the dam to drink, and then pretty soon the human beings. Yep. But I know my town was called Sachem. And it was originally, it had an Indian name, Sachem. And then they changed it to Bridgewater. And
now they're going to change it to Pepe Land.
And then they eventually, yeah. The Graceland, yeah. No.
Like Dollywood?
No, in fact, Pepe had to...
Anybody
Pepe family, all you, like, supposed Pepes in California, there's, like, what, 50 of you? I notice we don't see any of them now.
Ben, Cloaca,
they don't listen.
They don't stay up late.
No, and they have short attention span, like all Pepes.
Look, VJ Pussycat is gone. Pants is gone.
Really? Pussycat?
All
oh,
the
no.
Pepes are gone.
She's, like, the anchor of our show. If we lose Pussycat...
Pussycat, where are you?
There'll be nobody
smoking too much Pepewood. She's smoking too much.
No, no, this is her show. This is her show. I mean, what are you going to do?
It's a long way.
All right, well, okay. Whatever. Okay, yeah, you need to go to bed. Oh, sorry, are we too... Do we keep you up too late? Do baby need to go to bed? Need to go to bed? You got to go to bed.
Be careful how far you take this.
Again, the naked cookies.
You don't want them going to Pippiwood without you. What happened to the Kickstarter that was supposed to get Michael Pepe to act?
That died. That died out on the chat line, I think, when I insulted them, probably.
There's enough time to make it to X Day if we got in the car tomorrow and drove non-fucking-stop.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it
now. We still need the money. We still need...
We have the money.
$500.
We need the vehicle.
We need $1,000. No.
We have the money. No, we did.
No, we need at least $1,000 to go across the country.
We have the money, Michael. We got the money.
Let's get Philo's van from Tracy and Don. They took it for free. And
did
then you get Philo's old van and you drive that vehicle to X Day. So you show up at a year when Philo was
Let's
not there.
Do it.
In his car.
In Philo.
The only thing, seriously, the element missing is a vehicle. If we had a vehicle, we could be on the road tomorrow, Michael. Honestly, and unblemished truth is.
When is that anyway?
It is Tuesday.
Shooters is do anything you want to.
Oh my God, this is the first?
Tomorrow's the first, yes.
No, today. It says here.
Today is now.
The sex saucers are awaiting.
Yes. Isn't it
Michael
the first?
First.
And then the second. And then the
it's
third.
It's a new month.
So X Day is Wednesday.
You could be there. X Day.
Wow. 5 days.
If we leave tomorrow, we could even act. We don't even have to drive through the night.
Yeah, but if we, you know, if we had $1,000, we could leave
Tuesday. We have $1,000. We got that from the... From
Did
the,
we?
From the sales of all those... Bob memorabilia on Amazon.
Bob memorabilia and the books that are sold out on Amazon. The Book of the Subkeys. The Book of the Subkeys. The proceeds from the sales of the books have enabled us now to
dinosaurs,
pay the gas
muscle cars
fare,
and
the
free
gas
beer.
Grass and the ass. No one rides for free.
X-Day.
500 miles an hour.
We need a vehicle, though.
Radio X.
We've crowdfunded the $1,000. We actually have $1,001.11. 1001.11
$1.11 gets.
We have $1,001.11 in the kitty.
Radio X.
From our
just from pure.
We crowdfunded that much money.
Well, that's all right.
Let the software know
okay.
We're doing.
Radio so,
we just do not have a vehicle to get us across country.
We have two airplane tickets.
No.
We
don't have airplane tickets.
It shows you're with it, wild, wiggy, and...
No, but we can use the $1,000 to buy those.
Wouldn't be enough for the air tickets.
Those sound of my...
They didn't let him talk to the person.
Really?
Not for two for round trip to Cleveland, Ohio, or wherever is near... Cincinnati's the nearest city, I believe. Columbus, maybe.
Oh, right. Well... No, you have to. Of course, you have to take a byway.
It's a $700 round trip ticket right now. I just checked. I could go. You can have the other $300. Buy an iPad. Skype in all day long.
Yeah.
Oh no, K-Rob! Look. Ouch.
You better pick it up before it falls apart.
Problem over here.
Do
help.
Something.
K-Rob!
We need your suction gun.
Thank you.
Only K-Rob can smoke one back to life like that.
Yes, we are.
I don't know how he does it.
It's exhausting.
Exactly.
Well, yes, that's
like
how it's
all
done.
Automobiles.
With exhaustion.
Sure, I think automobiles are exhausting.
I'm so exhausted.
Mass and inhalation. Yeah. Get all the credit.
So,
blink, blink, blink. Is this Jeff Robbins music?
Well, what do you have?
No, but it's just like it here on
Instagram. A little bit, isn't it?
But yes. Then you have to get from the airport to where the.
We are not flying, we are driving. If we go, if I go, I fly. If we go, we drive.
We must go to X-Day.
I am not going. If we are going,
you're not going.
I am going. If
the radio
station, there's a we that goes, I will be part of the we.
Now,
I, as an entity,
no,
will not be flying.
I don't know.
I see. Right. And they're just coming up with the engineer. So
it would be great.
You would only go if you drove, basically.
Not like that.
I would only go if I drove.
Which would make it a race, I think.
No, what would be here?
You could make it, yeah. Well, Cassidy and Kerouac did it in, they did it in, what, 50 hours once, I think, or something.
Country?
You can do it. You can get it down to 2 days.
I've done it in 4 days, but that's,
well, yeah.
You know, driving by myself.
Magnetic resonance.
Yeah. Stopping at times.
And you have to have some rest. I mean, you cannot. There's not enough roofies in the world to keep you alive. Keep
the
you awake.
On fire.
To keep you awake from San Francisco to New York.
I don't take any things like that at all.
No.
I don't drink coffee or any stuff. No.
Well,
it's all happening via thyroid and...
signal in your brain.
Thyroid?
Thyroid and FROP.
Now...
Thyroid day. Doesn't have the same
thing. Thyroid day. It has a wedding.
Oh, this is Black Sabbath. So
this is
just doing solos on
Blackest. Oh, now you changed it.
Perhaps...
What?
If Spy were not busy with the film she's working on, we could make a triumvirate.
America.
Oh, to go.
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be way fun.
The three of us on a road trip to X Day and back.
Now you're talking.
That would be high weirdness. That would be
high
weirdness.
By male and female.
By male and female, yes indeed. So, do you
No, we still need one more.
How's your driving skill?
I'm a great driver.
You are?
But, you know,
I imagine Spy can drive as well.
So I'm slow, so I'm not good for this.
Oh, okay.
You need to be, you know, I'm kind of I'm a careful driver, so.
Yeah, I'm a careful driver, too.
This is not
going to
be, you know, yeah, okay, so we better leave 6 days.
No, we don't. We
don't have 6 days.
We leave tomorrow, we're there in time. We'll be there on the 3rd of June tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we leave tomorrow, we'll be there on the 4th, which is perfect.
Yeah.
Spy, if you're listening,
one
yeah,
more.
We could
film aside.
We need one more, though.
I know this opportunity is great.
Don't you think a foursome? Yeah, to just
too much to pass up.
Yeah. To
think of the opportunity to go
the cost.
To X Day.
To share the cost.
If she doesn't have to share the cost.
Points to the X, you need
it's
four
a
people.
Van.
Wait, there's a van? Where's the van?
Where's the van?
It's in a
Philo's van.
It's Philo's van.
We're going to get it?
Yeah.
We're going to get that van?
Get
let's
yeah,
do
that's
it.
That's the whole idea.
And go to X-Day.
No, we're just talking.
No, I'm not.
You're crazy.
See, he's crazy.
I can be my word.
And
Michael.
Have a good time.
What are you doing this week? Let's just fucking do it. Let's go.
Go to X-Day.
Yeah, X-Day.
I have no money at all. Are you kidding me?
We have the money for...
The money will be next day.
We the money
yeah,
will be
right.
there.
Yeah,
when you
sure.
get Michael, they will throw money at you like.
They will not throw money at me. And I can tell you, my friends, I have been in a foreign land or a foreign parts of the country without money. And let me tell you, my friend, it is not for the faint of heart. You don't want to go anywhere without money.
They will throw money at you like mongers at strippers.
Yeah, you will become. You will be eaten.
You at X Day, Michael.
You will be eaten.
You, Michael. You, You will recover.
Yeah, but people don't give you money to live. You know, they party with you and then they go home and sleep. They don't give you a place to stay.
They will give you money at X Day.
No, they don't even
to perform.
Know me. They don't know me.
You will be introduced, though, of course, when you get there by all of the other glitterati.
I see. Well, you are a real believer. Okay.
Stang and Hal will introduce you.
You are a real believer.
To the newcomers. And soon they'll be throwing money at you.
Yeah, I see. Okay, good.
Believe it.
That's good. You can only say that because you know I'll say no. That's the only reason you say that.
The only thing holding you back is belief.
No, it's money.
See you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Was someone on the phone?
Hi.
Wait, are you on
X-Day?
Are you on CB radio?
Caller. Hello, caller.
No, I'm waiting for X-Day.
Because you plugged in with a different microphone. No, they don't give me. Here we go.
Hello, Dr.
Why does that stop? Give me the chat.
How are things in hyper time?
What's been going on with the chats anyway?
We're in hyper time now.
Oh, they
died. Got the shits.
I know.
Hyper time.
The chat, they all
the chat,
die.
The chat the shits. The chat to chat the shits. Chat the shits.
I was hoping.
Oh, there's the chat.
Now, okay.
Hyper time.
Let's go down to real.
You got the hanging chat now.
VJ Pussycat.
You got the hanging chat
now. She's going to be the 15th caller.
Oh, here we go. Wait.
To X-Day.
Okay, here we go. Fishmouth says, "Scratch and sniff me, Pussycat. Hurry up, Peppy." F. Lee Peppy says, "So, sue me."
I think
Bernard Peppy. Right. I like that. Bernard Herman.
There's a special effect.
I was thinking more like Bernard Getz.
Bernard Getz. Okay, Bernard Getz. Bernard Herman. Whatever.
All right, thanks.
Bernard Peppy. Imagine discovering your voyage of discovery after a visit to Peppy World.
Problem that live
without limit. Live to Peppy World. Period. Live without limits. That's the Peppy. That is the Peppy slogan. Life without limits. That's what I say.
Hold it in your hand.
But BJ Pussycat, ever the cynic, says,
"Oh,
that's
hey, Rob,
only 3 hours."
Your left shoulder.
That's only 3 hours. And she says, "I thought it was midnight." Then dead. Dead Sea Scrowl, S-C-R-O-W-L, says...
It gets warm very fast while you're drinking it.
It's okay.
Yeah, just pop the top,
what?
The top, the top, the top, the top, the stop the...
Remember?
The top of the pop.
Don't stop the bob.
Just stop the bob. Don't punch the holes in the top and drink it.
Don't stop the pop. Bob, what can you do? Is pop your bob?
I'm sure all you folks, you know it from King Crimson.
Dig me, but don't
bury me. And then it goes back
in polyethylene dough and a polyethylene bag. Dig it?
I love King Crimson. They are the greatest band ever. All right. Imagine your discovery. Okay. Pussycat says, "I thought it was midnight."
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dead Sea Scrowl. Dig me.
It's been 500 years. Someone has to have invented a way to travel back in time.
Five colons. Hello. This is Book. Idge. Peppy. Because I don't know how to say a colon. Hello.
Let me talk to someone in the army.
I think is how you say that, right?
Okay, that's a great idea. Where is the hookup truck anyway, VJ Pussycat?
Where is the
hookup
truck?
Sure, we'll get you too, definitely.
Where is the hookup truck?
Fuck Uber.
We need Spy for that.
We do not use Uber.
Okay, here we go. Captain Midnight. Another new one.
We have iPads already.
We have, what do we have, like 50 now? We have like 100... It says, Captain Midnight says, "Here I come."
if we have
to save the early morning hours.
We have enough money to get us there and back if we have the vehicle. We just don't have the ride.
Yeah, no, we don't want the vehicle. All right,
Michael, are you chickening out?
Yes.
On X Day?
No, I'm doing a fucking Hendrix guitar solo. Do you mind?
Hey.
Pepe is calling Jimi Hendrix back from the grave. For X-Day. Remember, you hear it in that video.
That's all, okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off on you.
Be cool, man.
Where am I?
Be cool, man.
I keep losing my...
Maintain.
Okay, now somebody named parentheses. Where am I? I think he's how to say that. End of parentheses. And then Mr. Drooling says, and then
what?
Moby,
the fuck?
That's drooling. I think is how you say that.
What the hell? Holy hell are you talking about?
And then Mobius Pepe loops himself.
Oh, I see this stuff. Here it is.
Granular Peppy.
Drooling. Now, blah, blah, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Loops
And K-Rob can't face the music. Sense. He's afraid of the music.
Granular Peppy just a pinch Mobius, goes a long way.
Granular Peppy. Just a pinch goes a long way. VJ Pussycat. Pure entertainment. VJ Pussycat. I'm going to Peppy Wood. Pussy, pick me up on the way. Take an Uber to X Day. Don't. She's like a rap artist. Don't buy an iPad. Get the case of Whippets. Well, whip it good. Take a hook up truck. I'll go.
Hey, Michael
Come
Pepe.
Get me.
Pass me my
In
coke.
Reno.
Pass me
I
my
have
coke.
No money too.
No, my hot dog. No. The hot dog's mine too. Can you give me your hot dog?
Okay. Wait, what's my hot dog?
Just pass my hot dog and my pet coke to me.
I don't have any of your, you know, this dirty. Oh, no.
What happened?
He was supposed to give me something.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Why did I miss out?
Hey. Yeah, what the hell's going on
Man.
Here in this radio,
what?
Radio, radio show?
I got so involved in this stupid show.
In the game.
Oh, man. I missed my turn.
Oh, man.
I missed my turn.
Okay, never mind. I'll come by next year.
K-Rob.
Oh, man.
I blame K-Rob. He didn't say loud enough. Hey.
Where did it end up?
K-Rob, right. you gotta interrupt my...
K-Rob got a hit.
Where is it now?
Yeah. He said it so
over
quiet.
Here?
He said it deliberately
it
quietly
there?
So he could have a bigger hit.
Where is it anyway?
Yeah,
he passed it really quietly.
Yeah. Like, don't let Pepe know. Yeah, so because he... You know
don't,
why? Because he sucks it to draw like Pedro used to complain.
Is it still around? Where is it? Anyway.
Pedro used to complain I took two big hits.
Is it gone or is it? Where is it?
It died. I don't know. You guys smoked it and I got
there
nothing.
Went into,
I got
went
nothing.
Into puzzling heaven.
Got, well,
at the
well.
Show.
Okay.
The puzzling dimension.
Where joints go to die?
Or
I saved
purgatory,
them so they don't die.
Okay.
They don't die there. They come back to life.
I'm not going to say what it is.
It's
but
a stasis. It's loose stasis.
I'm not going to say, but they have a
or
radio
Louis
show
Stathis,
on a certain station.
Who was when I was there? I think somewhere along my high school years, he was company commander of something somewhere. And a few years ago, I happened to ask
him. Ed Begley Jr.?
I happened to ask him, how did you get to military school? He said that the Colonel Moon, who was like the happy PR guy, took him around the school, and when he came back to where his car had been, his parents had left. That was their version of dumping the kid at military school. I always thought that was pretty damn cold.
Go out, Duquesne!
Okay, yeah, I know. Everybody's a little impatient here on the game.
Well, seriously, folks.
X Day.
If we have